Cool.
So it seems.
I think now would be a good time for a
beat. So I got my list of topics for the podcast here. And for a while, I would say a week or so, there was all this news about, like, North Korea is, you know, are we going to go to war with North Korea? They've been shelling an island. There's all this sort of stuff going on. And then it just kind of faded away. Like, they were saying, if you do these military exercises, we will be at war. And that seemed to be going on for about a week. And then those headlines just sort of disappeared, and there was no follow-up. And I'm assuming that the military exercises went ahead.
I see. You're saying news about North Korea is for chumps.
I mean, I guess so. That's the only way I can interpret this. I get very limited headlines. I don't spend a lot of time, you know, surfing for the news. But
yeah, I think that might be it might also be a function of just the news, right? Like, I think the news, they focus on, like, there's a lot of, like, flashpoint news, maybe, if that's what you want to call it. You know, they'll take you to the latest developments in a situation, and then there's no follow-up in it ever, you know? And it's difficult because there's already so many things to follow up on, right? Like, I mean, North Korea, like, I mean, yeah, wars don't necessarily happen. It's weird because wars don't necessarily develop or happen, you know, in a week, right? They sort of like, it's sort of like an escalation of events.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ironic because it's kind of like, you think of wars, exciting is definitely the wrong word, but you think of war as being very, like, a lot of action and a lot of events going on all the time. Whereas, like, I think a lot of times these battles, these, like, famous battles from wars that you learn about, they're all, like, weeks apart or months apart. You know, it's like the battle of this place was, you know, a month after about the battle of this place, you know, and, like, they're both sort of pivotal. And so maybe that's the way it is with this. You know, it's like, yeah, they totally trumped it up. It's like, you know, it was a little scary for a little bit, I think, right? Because I think it turned out that North Korea had, like, secretly developed a nuclear weapons facility or something like that. And then they, like... And then they just started, like, shelling this island. And it's like, okay, cool, guys. What do you, what's your story here? Why are you doing this? It's like, well, you guys came into our territory by an inch, so we're pretty pissed. It's like, well, you know, I guess that's probably what the South Koreans would have done, but, it's a little scary. It's like the risk, I mean, it's like, it's funny what the nuclear weapon does, right? It, like, it really changes the game because, like, now it's like, look, we have this gigantic weapon here and, you know, we're kind of nuts, so we might use it, right? So it's like when you deal with somebody who don't know what they're capable of, you're almost like, okay, dude, whatever, you know, it's cool, do whatever you need to do, and then we'll all back off and let you have, and that's probably why a lot of countries are trying to get that nuclear weapon so they can do what North Korea does. They can just, like, basically do these attacks and everybody has to really think twice before they really retaliate. And so I think going back to your question, I have no idea. I mean, you're right. It's like it did kind of simmer down, but I think things are probably pretty tense over there still. I think the U.S. sent over, like, a naval aircraft carrier or some sort of ship over there or something to sort of add fuel to the fire. You know, that's another wrinkle to the whole situation. It's like, are they doing this? Are they, like, acting all weird because they have this new guy? And, like, I think earlier this year, maybe just a couple months ago, they had this, like, party meeting where they sort of installed him for the first time as some high up dignitary or high up general or person of power, you know, even though of course he has no experience in anything, but it's like, that's how you first do it. And it's like, okay, so this guy is now, you know, on his way to ascension, on his way to, like, sort of taking over from his father. And they're doing this stuff. Is this sort of like, hey, this is how you act nuts, you know, like this is how you, This is kind of how you set the tone, right?
Is this sort of a standard procedure that has just been magnified to a sort of a autocratic dictatorship level? Like if you're working on a project and the project manager gets switched out, do you guys all on the project kind of like do weird stuff for about a week just because the project's a little different now? It's like, we better, I don't know, change this aspect or run the program 800 times.
Are you talking about me and my work?
Yeah. I mean, like, say you get a new project manager.
I think it's more like
the system for a while.
Right.
Make sure the other projects know that we're still working.
Beep the bits. Press the buttons.
Solder this.
That's totally what we do all the time.
I'm just wondering.
I was going to say, it's
is there some?
I think it's more like when you get a new project manager or like a new guy in charge. I think everybody under him is sort of like, okay, well, just keep doing the same thing because what's going to happen? And then the guy who comes in, I think it's either like his responsibility or it's just what he does where it's just like, okay, we're going to shake stuff up now because like I'm in charge, right? So like there's usually some sort of shakeup. Maybe it's not big, but it's like, this is the way I do things and here's what we're going to do. Like if I don't like my department to be divided up into three different groups. I like four groups. Or like I feel like this alignment doesn't work. We need to align the groups in this manner with new leads or something like that. There's usually some sort of shakeup.
Or like, I don't like that island in South Korea, so let's bomb it.
Well, or like, it's like, I don't like that people don't respect me, and there's that island that nobody cares about, so let's go bomb it.
This will get us some respect.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange. I'm very confused about the whole thing. I guess I just got to play out, man. Like, let those birds fly, you know?